Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine, a spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus as Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Taurus Nav. General characteristics of Taurus Navamsha. Taurus Navamsha emphasizes stability, material security, sensual pleasures, and the pursuit of comfort. Individuals with planets in Taurus Navamsha focus on accumulating resources, securing financial stability, and enjoying life's pleasures. In relationships, these qualities translate to a desire for stability, loyalty, and lasting commitments. Partners in Taurus Navamsha seek emotional and financial security, and the relationship often revolves around creating a solid, comfortable foundation for both partners. Sun as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is authoritative, ambitious, and focused on building wealth and security. They take pride in their ability to create a stable, comfortable life and may hold a position of power or influence. Potential challenges. The partner may become narcissistic, prioritizing their status and material success over emotional connection. Union type, the relationship centers around material stability and financial growth. The partner leads in ensuring financial security, and both may work together to create a comfortable, luxurious life. However, there may be a tendency to focus too much on material gain, neglecting emotional intimacy. Moon as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Characteristic in Taurus. The spouse is nurturing, emotionally stable, and focused on creating a secure and comfortable home life. They value emotional and financial security, and their primary concern is to ensure the well-being of their family. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally possessive, seeking constant reassurance of security in the relationship. The relationship is built on emotional and financial security. The spouse provides nurturing support, ensuring the home is a place of comfort and stability. Emotional closeness is essential, but the Taurus Navamsha individual's desire for stability may lead to possessiveness or overdependence on the relationship's material aspects. Mars as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, practical, and focused on accumulating wealth and material resources. They bring a dynamic energy to ensuring financial security and are proactive in managing the relationship's material aspects. Potential challenges. The partner may be overly materialistic and aggressive in their pursuit of wealth and security, leading to power struggles or a lack of emotional depth. Union type. The relationship thrives on shared goals of financial stability and security. Both partners are focused on building a comfortable and prosperous life, but the intensity of Mars may lead to dominance or control issues, especially regarding money or material possessions. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is communicative, practical, and focused on intellectual pursuits related to financial stability. They may be involved in fields such as business, finance, or communication and use their intellect to ensure material success. Potential challenges. The partner may be too focused on practical matters, lacking emotional or romantic aspects of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is centered around practical communication and financial planning. Both partners are focused on intellectual growth and building a stable life, but there may be a lack of emotional depth with too much focus on material concerns. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is wise, generous, and focused on creating a prosperous and comfortable life. They may take on the role of a mentor or guide, ensuring the relationship is built on strong ethical and financial foundations. Potential challenges. The partner may focus more on philosophy or children than on the romantic or intimate aspects of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is built on shared values of prosperity and ethical growth. Jupiter brings wisdom and a desire for long-term success, but there may be emotional distance if the focus shifts too much toward practical matters like family or finances, rather than nurturing the emotional bond. Venus as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, artistic, and sensual, valuing beauty, comfort, and pleasure. They seek harmony in the relationship and are dedicated to ensuring that both partners enjoy life's luxuries and pleasures. Potential challenges. The partner may become vain, placing too much emphasis on appearances, materialism, or sensual gratification, neglecting deeper emotional connection. Union type. The relationship is highly sensual and focused on enjoying life's pleasures. Venus's influence enhances the desire for comfort, beauty, and romantic intimacy, but the Taurus Navamsha's focus on material success could overshadow emotional connection if not balanced. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and focused on long-term stability. They bring structure and patience to the relationship, ensuring that financial security is achieved through hard work and persistence. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly focused on work and responsibility, leading to a lack of intimacy or spontaneity. Union type. The relationship is built on long-term commitment and stability. Saturn's influence promotes discipline and responsibility, but it may also bring rigidity, making the relationship feel overly structured or lacking in emotional warmth and spontaneity. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Taurus Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Taurus Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, intense, and focused on achieving material success through unconventional means. They bring excitement and unpredictability to the relationship, but are also intensely driven to achieve wealth and security. Potential challenges. The partner may exhibit obsessive-compulsive tendencies regarding wealth or material success, leading to erratic behavior or excessive focus on material gain. Union type. The relationship is marked by excitement and unpredictability. Rahu's influence brings an intense desire for material success, but the unconventional approach may lead to instability or unexpected challenges. Both partners may experience significant growth through these challenges.